best friend.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
For my friends.
77 WABC.
Classic Dream On. It's a big birthday day today. This man right here, the lead singer of Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, celebrating a birthday today. I don't know how old Steve is. You know, me and Steve were actually at the same rehab at the same time in Wernersville, Pennsylvania, just outside of Reading, Pennsylvania, Chit Chat Farms. You know how old Steven Tyler
76.
Is today? 76. Diana Ross, she's 80 today. And our very own, the icon, the legend, Mr. Guardian Angel, Mr. Rippin' Weed, Mr. Overnight Weekends, Curtis Sliwa, celebrating a birthday today. It's a big one. He's 70. Before I get to Curtis, though, so I kind of asked, I knew the answer already, about the color of the guy that killed the cop in Far Rockaway last night. Guy Rivera is not a white man. Let's just leave it at that, okay? Where are the white people? There's no MSNBC forum this morning. Where's Al Sharpton? If a white cop kills a black guy, they set this country on fire. If a white cop kills a black guy, they set this city on fire. Let me ask you this. What do you think happens more? Whites killing blacks or blacks killing whites? You know the answer, right? But when a white guy kills a black guy, man, you're going to hear about it. They're going to burn down your precinct. They're going to punch you in the face when you sit outside and have dinner. They're going to be Al Sharpton talking about it. They're going to go nuts. But when a person of color kills a white cop, nobody gives a shit. Excuse me. Dump that. Nobody seems to care. I am tired of the double standard in this city, in this state, in this country. I don't want violence. I don't want it to, white people, black people. I don't care. But if BLM is going to flood the streets, what about WALM? White lives matter. White cops' lives matter. Why don't we take to the streets? So, yes, I am calling today for white people to take to the streets, or people of any color with any decency. I don't care if you're black or Latino. But when a person of color kills a white cop, this city needs to be pissed off like when a black person dies. And we're just not. By the way, happy birthday, Curtis. I'm sorry. Not the way I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, but I'm aggravated, so.
No, understood. I heard the apologist for Eric Adams, Arthur Idala.
I kind of beat him up a little bit.
You should. I mean, look, let me just give you an idea led up to this cop shooting. He met with drug dealers at a Burger King on Fulton Street. Drug dealers. Not with the residents of the community or the merchants. Drug dealers.
Who did?
Eric Adams.
He met with drug dealers?
Right in the window of the Burger King at 160 Fulton Street for an hour. Then he canceled his trip to Mexico because he was afraid. During college break, where all the college kids are from Acapulco to Cancun, and the Yankees are in Mexico City. So lame. And then this morning, I'm hoping he canceled this. 10:30, he's supposed to be meeting with inmates at Rikers Island. Inmates, not correctional officers, inmates. All the wrong choices, all at the wrong time. This guy has forsaken our city. And in the words of the great journalist and writer Jimmy Breslin, dies the victim, dies the city.
Oh, my God. Kevin is so annoying this morning.
Well,
he sent me about 90 texts. I get it, Kevin. Are you listening? I get it.
But look, the police officer, he knows he's going to rush into battle and at times be injured or die. And we need to memorialize Jonathan Dillard. But the guy on 125th Street, Lexington, waiting for a train, prime time, 7 o'clock at night, pushed in front of an incoming train by an emotionally disturbed person, of which there are many in the subways. And the mayor has lost control of the subways and lost control of the streets.
Well, you're not going to blame Michael Kemper for that, or are
you? No, I'm not blaming Mike. It's just too little, too late. I've been saying for over a year, you control the turnstiles. If you don't control who enters the system, you lose control
of
the system.
And this is I know he's been on television this morning, Kemper, John Schell, a bunch of them about the no fair play or something. Or
yeah, look.
Too little, too late for you.
Sid, little, too late. They're always chasing headlines. But let's talk about what you have to do to save our city in honor of Jonathan Diller, who gave up his life for our city, the married father of a one-year-old boy in Massapequa Park, serving proudly as the NYPD. Last night, I went to Brooklyn in advance of my 70th birthday, took the B train to Kings Highway, walked down Quinton Road.
You made me cry. There's actually a picture that Curtis sent me. He's literally standing outside of 2216 Quinton Road, where I spent the better part of 30 years with my mom and dad and my three sisters. Even when I met Danielle, I lived there. That picture actually drove me to tears last night.
Then went to Madison High School, spoke to a lot of the younger guys and gals who were getting out of after-school curricular activities.
Were they aware that Chuck Schumer went there?
Yeah, they are. Not proud of that, I might add. And then walked the rest of the way over to Avenue S. I had to go through Marine Park. They have it blocked off right near the basketball courts.
Fillmore and Stewart. I was a star there for 25 years, Curtis.
And then I was meeting with a lot of the residents from Bergen Beach, Mill Basin, Marine Park, Erickson Beach, about what we're going to do about Floyd Bennett Field and getting everything back on track. So I'm hoping you, Sid, can help organize the Rockaways. I'll help you with that. We need to get the people back on track because we've lost a lot of momentum. You and I and others, we had created the momentum. The elected officials destroyed the momentum. So what we have to do is say, get out of the way, elected officials. Leave it to the people.
Yeah.
We got to save our neighborhoods. We got to save our city. So I'm going to keep everyone informed in terms of what we're doing. But we can mourn the loss of a great police officer, Jonathan Diller. We can mourn the loss of our city. So we're losing our city.
Yeah.
I'm sitting shiver for my city.
I agree.
That's why I wanted to walk through your neighborhood. It's one of those places where you can connect to the old and say, man, what a great place.
Yeah.
How many generations grew up here? Whether good or bad, what a great place Brooklyn has been for so many millions.
And that area, I think, is still relatively safe.
Yes.
It's not bad there.
Yeah. And you could just feel the energy of the people coming up to me, talking to me. A lot of listeners of yours said they know you're from that area. In fact, some of them say, oh, yeah, they grew up right there in that house. And I showed you, I took another picture where they're flying proudly, the Israeli flag and the American flag together.
Yes.
They're not afraid that all of a sudden demonstrators are going to come through screaming from the river to the sea.
No, it's a very big Jewish area. Oh, you didn't see a lot of Palestine flags?
No.
Whatever that is?
No.
But explain this to me again, because you are, when it comes to rallies, there's nobody better. I told Trump that. I told President Trump that. There's nobody better. Because, just so you folks know, Washington, D.C. is very aware of what's going on, even in places like Floyd Bennett Field. They know what's going on. And I said, nobody does it like this guy. So explain to me why a white cop is basically executed by a person of color, and no one's talking about that. I'm just going to ask you one more time. If we reversed it, and that was a white cop who shot a black man, would there not be a major difference right now? Why are we allowing that to happen? I'm not saying we should do what they do and break windows and protest. Somebody said to me, we don't protest because we work. That's actually kind of racist and, not right. The truth is, Why don't we get together and go, it's not okay for a person of color to kill a white cop?
I'll tell you why. Look at how you grew up, Sid, in the areas that you grew up. You almost never, ever heard of our parents or grandparents demonstrating or walking into the streets.
Curtis, I never demonstrated my whole life. I made fun of people like you for the better part of 25 years on radio. But guess what? Duty called last summer. You asked me, yeah. And I did it twice. Duty is calling. Let's stand up for the white people, the cops, who are murdered every day in every city by black people, and that's okay. But if, God forbid, a white person kills a black person, they set the whole damn city on fire.
Because they hate the color blue, and not because it's worn by the Crips street gang. There, they would honor it. It's really they have vilified our police. Whether white, black, Hispanic, Asian, they have vilified our police, and we have allowed them to do that. And I would have thought the mayor who had been a cop would have been front and center and would have named and shamed people. He's not. Again, this is part of the problem. He has capitulated to mob rule, and mob rule is the socialists. Look, Sid, let's be honest. They want us to leave. They want us to leave.
Yeah.
When they read those polls, poll after poll, it says half of New York City residents want to leave. They're encouraging that. They're applauding that. Say, leave. We want to declare this city the epicenter of capitalism in the Western world, a socialist enclave. We want to completely change what we grew up with, and we want a different city, a city that focuses on criminal rights, not law-abiding rights and the rights of taxpayers. April 15th is a day, right, where people have to file their taxes last day, right?
It's also the same day that Donald Trump's trial starts.
Right, so you would think that would be a day of outrage for all people who have to pay their taxes and watch how our politicians are misspending our money. In this case, spending money on illegals, migrants. Instead of, I was on the train this morning, the 6th train, and walking the streets just a block away from our WABC studios, Americans sleeping in the streets, Americans sleeping on the train. If they walked over to the Roosevelt Hotel, they would be told no room for you in the inn unless you come across the border illegally and then we can process you and you can stay for $400 a night. Is this not insanity of the worst sort?
It's complete insanity. I mean, look, you know, again, you know that I tried. I know people get angry when they hear this, but get over it. I tried. I went for dinners. I went for lunches. I thought having a conservative voice in the mayor's ear would help. He seemed inclined to listen. He was very friendly and very nice. But I'm done. It is over. I don't care. He has done a terrible job.
I'll give you an example. Last night, to finish my activity, I was at the Parkview Diner.
Right, I know the place well.
Cropsey Avenue off the Bell Parkway on the way to Coney Island. I could barely keep my eyes open after that meeting and all-day activities. And the great Vito Bruno, the impresario who opened so many clubs throughout Brooklyn, Bay Ridge, Dyker Heights over the years, Manhattan, drove me home. He said, no, you're not taking the subway. You can barely stand up. You can barely open your eyes. He took me home. But in that diner were mostly black and Hispanics.
Yeah.
And they came up to me and they said, I didn't vote for you the first time.
But I am now.
I made a big mistake.
You're like Trump.
I didn't vote for you, Curtis. I know what you've done for this city for the years. I thought the cop could do a better job. I couldn't have been more hopelessly wrong. Black and Hispanics.
I know, I believe it. Listen, I've been on the subways with you.
Mm.
Again, that first night, dating all the way back to February of 2016, when we entered at Penn Station and went on the 3 train to the roughest neighborhoods in Brooklyn. And to a man, every person that walked up and hugged you, was black. They weren't white. They said, thank you, because the truth is African-American people, like white people, like Asian people, like everybody else, want to live safe and secure. They're not happy what's going on in their communities. Not enough come out and blame their own community. They're very comfortable blaming the whites. We're their problem, not them. But they don't want that. They love a guy like you.
But think of all the folks in Far Rockaway where this murder of the police officer took place by this mutt, this scale Guy Rivera, and the driver, Lindy Jones. He's culpable, too. Oh, my God. The driver, Lindy Jones.
Both Hasidic, right?
No. Yeah. They're not in Bayswater. They're not from Five Towns, that's for sure. This guy, Lindy Jones, the wheel man, had done a murder rap. A murder rap, and he was out after 10 years. But anyway, the point is, if you go to Redfern, where I've spent a lot of time, Auburn, Edgemere, the projects there, these people live under fear. They can't leave their apartments. They're under constant surveillance by these mutts and skells who are constantly looking to rob them, rape them, steal, extort from them. And so you got to take back the city for everybody.
Well, you know, by the way, who the senator over there is this loser Gregory Meeks. And I know my congressman, I should say, my friend Paul King, Margaret Powers' husband, is running for a second time against him. But that area, Auburn area,
yes,
that's where Meeks' office is.
I lived for a while there over by Beach 52nd next to the firehouse when they opened up this ocean
yes.
view. Boy, what a mistake that was, going back and forth to the Bronx all the way from Far Rockaway. A train, then to the 2 train in Fulton Street downtown.
That's like a two-hour trip.
Well, the worst part was going from Howard Beach when it would crawl to Broad Channel.
Yeah.
And all the thugs were on the train, and they knew they could run wild. And so I had to do a sort of preliminary attitudinal readjustment for some
sure.
of them as they be eyeballing yeah. me down. Say, don't even look in my direction, pal.
Final 2 minutes. We've discussed a lot of stuff that's not exactly uplifting.
Yes.
But it is your 70th birthday today. That's a big deal. You are beloved. You're revered. I love you. And it's a big day, so anything planned with Nancy? Maybe you and I will grab some lunch. What's going on in this big 70th birthday?
Well, a lot of work that has to be done. I'll be spending the night with my wife, Nancy. She said, hey, look, I don't ask for much. I just want one night, you and me together, and not a thousand other things interfering. I said, of course you deserve that and more. She's the best president that ever happened to me. Best thing that ever happened to me.
You really love her.
Oh.
You've been married 100 times, but you really love this girl.
No, because she's always there for me. She's picked me off the floor
yeah.
when I had Crohn's disease and was on my deathbed.
Yeah.
I mean, she's always been there for me.
Yeah.
Even when I'm off the hook and I'm impossible to deal with, even the cats run away from me and they're hiding because I'm just so filled with rage and anger what I see in our city. We have gone full circle, Sid. We saved this city. Rudy saved this city. Bloomberg held it that way. Ray Kelly did the job that was necessary, and now we're slipping back into the abyss. And I see all these leaders who know nothing about nothing, who are going to tell us how to live our lives from the cradle to the grave, and the government is going to be there to take care of us. Hey, look, I had a mother, I had a father. They took care of me better than the government could ever take care of me. Now it's time for us to take care of the city that took such good care of us. To hell to the politicians. I don't want to hear them anymore. Press conferences, promises, broken promises, and then they ain't around. So we got to get back into the streets. We gotta do what we know instinctively we have to do. Blacks, whites, Hispanics, and Asians. This is our city. I poured my blood into this city. I'm like a cat with 9 lives. I've used 8 of those lives. I got that next life ready to give. The question is, are people gonna join me? Go to guardianangels.org. You wanna help me on my birthday? Don't help me. Help the Guardian Angels who led the way in taking back this city on their 45th anniversary. Go to guardianangels.org. Help my brothers and sisters here and all over the world who risk their lives every day. Like police officers, like other civilian volunteers. That's how we take this city back. Hey, politicians, get out of our way. Enough of the press conferences. Enough of this. Oh, it's recidivist. Hey, Eric Adams, do us a favor. Go meet with the drug dealers at Burger King. Sing for the left, sing for the tears.